कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी यात्र श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत concludes each chapter of this most illustrious composition by following with all humility at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, praying for their mercy. Similarly, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his final instructions to his devotees, just days before he disappeared from this world, he instructed all of his followers that we should make our only ambition in life to become the dust, the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Goswami and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. Narottam Das Thakur prayed that the dust of the feet of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan were his five types of foodstuff. And no one can possibly properly understand the conjugal love affairs of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan without receiving the mercy of the six Goswamis. Srila Prabhupada prepared for his worldwide mission by making his residence at the Bhajan Kutir and Samadhi Mandir of Sri Rupa Goswami in Vrindavan. By Srila Prabhupada's infinite compassion, he brought devotees from all over the world to Sri Radha Damodar Mandir to speak to them for 30 days during this month of Kartik from the nectar of devotion. Srila Prabhupada was glorifying Sri Rupa Goswami in the most illustrious way by bringing devotees from all over the world to find shelter at his lotus feet. Today, by Srila Prabhupada's very intimate kindness upon each and every one of us, he has brought us to the Bhajan Kutir of Srila Rupa Goswami at Thera Kadamba. This Kadamba tree has a very ancient history. It is a tree that eternally assists Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in their divine pastimes here in Nandagaon. The Gopashtami festival, which will be taking place after a few days, is celebrated with great enthusiasm here in Nandagaon. Gopashtami is the celebration when Krishna is first given charge of Nanda Maharaj's cows. Previous to that, Krishna and Balaram were herding calves. Each day when Krishna would leave Nandishwar mountain at Nandagram, Nanda Yashoda and the elderly gopis, as well as the younger gopis, they would be here at the foot of the hill to see Krishna off as he and Balaramji and unlimited cowherd boys would go to herd their cows. Nanda Maharaj had 900,000 cows. Krishna would spend the whole day playing with his friends in the pastures. And just before the sun would set, he would come to Thera Kadamba. this Kadamba tree, Krishna would climb to the top of this tree and call each and every cow by playing upon his flute. Krishna's flute, the sound vibration that it makes, is not simply musical notes. But Krishna, from the very core of his heart, the love that resides there, he blows that through his lotus mouth, through the flute. And the sound of Krishna's flute is the infinite, intimate love of Krishna's heart blowing through the holes of that flute, pervading the atmosphere with the ecstasy of his love. When we hear from the Srimad Bhagavatam of what transformations Vrindavan manifested upon hearing his flute, we are struck with wonder. Sometimes the breeze would stop because it didn't want to. It would come by where Krishna would be playing his flute and it would go very, very, very slow because it didn't want to go anywhere else. That place is called Dhir Samir. Sometimes the Jamuna would be flowing one direction, but upon hearing the flute, she would change the course of her current to come back to hear that flute. The lotus flowers would be full bloom. The calves, while sucking the milk of their mothers, would become so intoxicated that they could not even suck anymore. Everyone's eyes would be filled with tears of transcendental joy. The cows with their big, long ears would just raise them to drink that sound vibration. Gopis, they would become so mad they would forget everything else of this world. The beautiful sound of Krishna's flute filled the entire of Vrindavan with the ecstatic love of Krishna for all of his associates. Krishna would climb upon this Kadamba tree and blow his flute, especially the fifth note of his flute would pierce the Vrijavasis' hearts with the arrows of uncontrollable affection. The sound of Krishna's flute was not simply a musical performance, but it was Krishna himself manifesting through this sound vibration to personally reciprocate in the hearts of each and every one of his devotees. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is Krishna incarnated through sound vibration. If only we had the purity of heart by which we can understand through some realization the glory of the Maha Mantra. Rupa Goswami, he explained what he experiences when he chants the name of Krishna. I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the name of Krishna dances upon my tongue, I desire to have many, many tongues. When that name enters my ears, I desire millions of ears. And when that name enters into the courtyard of my heart, it conquers my mind and my senses become inert. Krishna manifests himself in his most wonderful way through sound vibration. In this world, in the age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of purifying our heart and realizing our lost relationship with Krishna is through this sound vibration. of the chanting of the holy names. When Krishna would manifest his all-intoxicating ambrosial love for his devotees through the sound of his flute, that sound vibration would enter their ears and just capture and make their hearts prisoners of his love. And so personalized that although he was playing his flute, each particular cow heard Krishna personally, intimately calling her back to him. Krishna had 900,000 cows to take care of. They were divided into 108 different groups. They were divided according to their colors and to their various beautiful attributes. The cows would come running from the pasture grounds all over this area of Braja to meet with Krishna. And when the cows would come, each one would see Krishna lovingly glancing only at her. Krishna would reciprocate through his glance by touching the nose or the head of the cows as they would be coming. In fact, he had a string of like jeweled counter beads where he would count each of the 108 herds as they would appear. And if any cow, any single cow out of these 900,000 did not return, Krishna would take note of that. And he would personally come down off the Karikadamba tree and go out into the pastures to bring her back. Krishna's Govinda. He is the giver of pleasure to the cows. In the most intimate, personal way, Krishna would give pleasure to each and every cow. This is Vrindavan, where there is intimate, personal relationships between Krishna and each devotee, between each devotee and each other devotees. And this is the spiritual world that we're striving to recreate by following the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami. Karikadamba is between Javat and Nandagaon. Today we have taken this very pleasurable and purifying walk through the groves of Braja, seeing the multicolored birds of Vrindavan performing their leelas, the beautiful landscape. In between Nandagaon, Krishna's home, and Javat, Srimati Radharani's home, Karikadamba was a very, very favorite meeting place of Shri Radha and Krishna. And innumerable pastimes of the divine couple manifested here. Srila Rupa Goswami made this one of his bhajan kutirs in Braja. Where we are sitting now is where he would be immersed in meditation on the divine pastimes of Vrindavan, where he is eternally chanting the holy names for the purification of the hearts of all living beings. It was here that he wrote many of his great literatures. It is here at Karikadamba that Srila Rupa Goswami established the genuine principles of bhakti, which are the hope and guiding light for all of our lives. Sometimes he would write sitting under the Karikadamba tree. By the purity of his devotion, everyone around him became so much influenced when Rupa Goswami would write about the transcendental pastimes of Radha Krishna in separation, the tree would respond and begin to cry, weep incessantly. How it would weep? The tree would reap by shedding all of her leaves in the form of tears. And when Rupa Goswami would write and meditate upon the meeting of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, in jubilation, Tera Kadamba, each and every little part of the tree would start blossoming beautiful, full-grown, fragrant flowers. We have come here today to beg at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Goswami that we can give up our imitation mentalities, trying to be someone we're not. Everyone in this world is living a lie. Our true position is Jivara Swarupoi Krishna Nitya Das. We are meant for the pleasure of Krishna. But we're all trying to be enjoyers. And we identify with so many designations to facilitate that type of enjoyment. And then we come to Krishna consciousness after millions and millions of births of being frustrated by this false hope of material enjoyment. But then Maya strikes again, and we try to enjoy some imitation situation in Krishna consciousness. We're trying to be great devotees. We're trying to be prestigious in some way or another. We're trying to attract people to ourselves. Whether we're big, big, or small, small, the principle is the same. Imitation. But Rupa Goswami, he and the Goswamis, they manifested such genuine principles of selfless surrender and humility. And that is what we should be begging Rupa Goswami, that by his causeless mercy, he can award us. To be unassuming, simple, honest, servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. To really, really sincerely try to go deeper and deeper and deeper into the chanting of the holy names for the purification of our hearts. To read our divine Vaishnava literatures, not simply to have something to speak, but to really purify our hearts, develop humility and devotion, and let that be the source of my words. When we serve the Vaishnavas, when we serve the deities, when we preach to the conditioned souls, as a genuine instrument in the hands of the previous acharyas, giving them all credit and all glory, expecting none for oneself. We want to be real devotees. Real devotion is not signified simply by material acquisitions. It is symptomized by how much in the core of our heart Sri Sri Radha and Krishna are pleased with our genuine and sincere efforts. So here at Tera Kadamba, let us pray to Sri Rupa Goswami that we can become actually attached to the divine pastimes and service of Braj Dham. Let us pray to Sri Rupa Goswami on this day in this most auspicious place that we can put aside forever our egoistic propensities and our desires to acquire and enjoy the things of this world and become so simple, so sincere, so strict in our devotional principles that when Krishna plays his flute, which he is eternally playing, that like the cows of Vrindavan, we will forget everything else and come running, running and running to meet with Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami ki. Take a minute to pray in this way at the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, and the divine Vaishnava devotees.
So Maharaj has so incredibly sweetly described this place. But just to relish it a little more, take some of his chewed remnants and swirl them around my mouth and relish a little more. So he described how Krishna's cows are divided into different groups. First of all, there's four major groups. The white cows, the brown cows, excuse me, reddish cows, golden colored cows, and black cows. And those four groups are divided into 25 subgroups. So 4 times 25? 100. Then there's 8 special groups. Mridangamukhi, with a face like a mridanga. Singhamukhi, with a face like a lion. Then there's one with tilak. There's ones with tilak. There's one with stars. There's chandan-colored and speckled cows. 8 special groups. Now, according to their groups, they all have names also. Just like the white cows, Davali, Chandani, Ganga, the reddish cows, Aruni, just like we sing, Udilo Aruna Puravabhagi, Aruni, Saraswati, Lali, Kumkumi. Then we have the golden cows, Gauri, Pingala, Pitambari. And then we have the black cows, Kali, Kishangi, Shamali, like that. Nandan, he knows all the names of those cows. The Maharaj, he gave such an incredibly sweet description of the blowing of Krishna's flute. So we can't understand, how is it possible that some cows didn't come? You know why they didn't come? Because they know what will happen if they don't come. Then Lala will climb again the tree. He'll call them by name. Can you imagine the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brijendanandan Shyam Sundar, calling you by your name? They heard his flute. They know they're supposed to come, but they know if they don't come, they'll get to hear that sweet voice calling them by their name. Can you just imagine Brijendanandan Shyam Sundar? Oh, Devamrita, Kostuva, Dhanadar, Ranganath, Eklavya, Vishakapriya, Sarangi, Parmavati. Can you imagine Krishna's, by his own sweet words, calling you by your name, Raseshwari, Krishnananda, who else is here? Aviram, Pachisuta, K. Can you imagine Krishna? That's what they wanted to hear. That's why they didn't come. And just as Maharaj explained so nicely, this was such a joyful walk. Wasn't it just sweet? Such sweet sand that we walked through? And Maharaj was talking, the six Goswamis says that, or Srinivas says, or who is it? I guess Narottam says, the dust of the six Goswamis is my five types of foodstuff. So you got something similar. We saw just so much dust of the Vaishnavas' feet was rolling in the sky. Padaduli of the Vaishnavas. So Radharani used to walk the same way, seeing that beautiful Nandagram in the hill in front of her, so anxious to get there. We were walking down that same joy. When she leaves Nandagram, when she leaves Javat, just like we were up there in the village, so all her superiors are there. So she has her sari pulled down over her head with all her, and all her sakhi. They don't make any sound. They don't speak. Just you hear ching, ching, their ankle bells. Radharani's ankle bells, that sound is just like sprinklings of nectar over the residents of Braj. It is so sweet, that only sound comes. And their belts around their waist, their sound comes. Their bangle sound comes, only that sound. As soon as they come down onto that sweet, soft path where we were, they pull their saris off their heads and they begin to laugh and joke just like young girls. Now their superiors are gone. Now they can take their saris down and laugh and joke and laugh and joke. Suddenly they come here to Terkadam, and what did they see? Nanda Nandan is there milking the cow. So they just come walking and they're all from the corners of their eyes glancing and glancing. But Nandan, he's just absorbed in milking this cow. He doesn't even look at them, but they're all in their hearts, they got this aspiration, this anticipation. Let there be at least some type of encounter, you know. If Nandananda will just look up, you know, they're all looking with their eyes, anticipating some type of encounter, but he's just So they come by, Radharani especially, she just comes by swishing her skirt, you know. And Nandananda, he's just So finally, she's just, they're making their skirts rustle as much as they can, you know, but he's So finally she walks straight by him and just the edge of her skirt like that. So what does he do? He takes the teat of that cow and goes right in her face. So she just pulls her sari over her head and goes off and off. So here at Rupa Goswami's Bhajan Kutir, as Maharaj explained, he wrote many, many books here. Underneath these beautiful, these are pillow trees. My God, Brother Karusha was asking, I could never understand why they always say the bushes of Vrindavan, the Radha and Krishna enjoying the bushes. What aren't you enjoying the bushes? But you see these beautiful pillow trees. They make beautiful bower houses, kunjas. This is kunjas. We're all sitting here in the kunjas here. Beautiful kunjas of these pillow trees. And I believe it's at the end of Nectar Devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami writes, he gives hints where he was in Braj. I think it's there he writes that I am sitting here on such and such day of such and such day of the moon of such and such month. I'm sitting under a kadamba tree and I have finished this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Like that. So I believe it was Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu was finished here in Terkadam. And on his Bhajan Kutir, there's a beautiful sign. We all know that verse. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stavitam Jaina Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamaya Padri Swapranti. Underneath is another beautiful verse. Adadanas Trinandantai Ridam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhujo Duli Syam Janma Janmani. The taking trin, blade of grass, dant, between my teeth. I'm falling down and begging again and again, again and again, let that padaduli of the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami, I just want that Janmani Ishvare, Duli Syam Janma Janmani. After birth, after birth, after birth, just let me get, I'm just falling down with straw between my teeth, let me have the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Guru Goswami. Birth after birth after birth. Hare Krishna.
So after hearing His Holiness Radhanath Swami speak and His Grace Dinabandhu Prabhu speak, you can understand a little bit why Rajabhakti is Madhurya or so sweet. I was reading in the Srimad Bhagavatam how after Krishna was born, after Krishna's father, Vasudev, he offered so many prayers. His son was born, but he saw when this beautiful child, he was born but not ordinary, with so many beautiful bangles and long flowing black hair. And he saw that even it was a dungeon. The dungeon was completely illuminated by the effulgence from the child's body. So he began to offer many beautiful prayers, glorifying the position of his son, that although he was born within this world, he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that everything was emanating from him. And then after he offered prayers, then the mother of Krishna, Devaki, she began to offer prayers. And then she made a humble request. Even though she also began to offer prayers, her son was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the controller of everything, the controller of time, the source of all. But when she saw her beautiful child, she made a humble request that you have manifest yourself with four arms. Now you must cover yourself and only manifest two arms. Because her motherly love was beginning to manifest and she was thinking. It was actually mixed between thinking that between the reverence that God has appeared and the affection for her son. So the affection for her son began to swell, and she was saying, please, you must appear now as an ordinary child, because the prophecy said that Vishnu would kill Kamsa. And if he sees your four arms, he will know this is Vishnu. So you must now only manifest as an ordinary child. So this was her motherly love. The flavor of motherly love, it's called anugraha, or mercy. And to give mercy to someone, the object of your mercy or love must have some need. So the mother of Krishna can never see that Krishna is God, that motherly influence, that there must, and therefore she became fearful. But a different type of fear. She became fearful that what will Kamsa do to us? And I must protect my son. He must hide. And he must therefore manifest again as a human-like form. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he describes something of this Vrajabhakti, which is madhurya or very sweet. And he describes that there is actually three types of bhakti. And he gives three terms. One is called Guni Bhuta. One is called Pradhani Bhuta. And one is called Kevala. So Guni means secondary, where bhakti is secondary. then pradhani means where bhakti is predominant. And kevala means where there's only bhakti. So Prabhupada describes that the process of jnana or speculation is guni bhuta. Bhakti is just a part, it's secondary. Because even in the process of impersonal speculation, for your realizations, for your understanding, for your advancement, there must be the mercy of God. So even those processes must have some bhakti to be successful. And Krishna manifests outside of Vrindavan, where he has his majesty and divinity. It's pradhani bhuta. Bhakti is predominant. But there's still, Prabhupada says, it's jnana maya. It still has something that's external to bhakti. Because when you worship the Supreme Lord and understand His divinity, then there's some obligation. There's some type of duty that I must do it. So even though it can be in Vaikuntha and it's pure devotional service and it's perfect, still there's something in a way external to pure attachment. The conception of obligation because you're dealing with God. But in Vrindavan, where, as we were hearing these wonderful pastimes, Krishna is a cowherd boy, and he's herding the cows. We're hearing how, and he's playing the flute, and he's calling everyone by their personal name. And there is no sense of divinity. It is kevala bhakti. It is only bhakti. Everything is done simply out of sense of attachment. So we're hearing these wonderful pastimes here, and as we are walking through Vrindavan, we are feeling very much this sense of sweet. Sri Rupa Manjari Pada Se Mora Sampada
Sri Rupa Manjari Pada Se Mora Sampada
Se Mora Bhajana Pujana Say mora bhajana pujana Say mora bhajana pujana Say mora pranadana Say mora abharana Say mora Jivaner Jivana Say Mora Jivaner Jivana Say Mora Rasa Nidhi Say Mora Vancha Siddhi
Say Mora Rasa Nidhi Say Mora Vancha Siddhi
Say mora vede radharama
Say mora vede radharama
Say mora vede radharama
Say mora vede radharama
Say bra Tata se tapa se mora manta japa
se mora tata se tapa se mora manta japa
se mora dara makarama
se mora dara makarama
se mora dara makarama
se mora dara makarama
anukulha bevidhi se pade hoy be siddhi
anukulha bevidhi se pade hoy be siddhi
nirakibo edu vinayane
nirakibo edu vinayane
nirakibo edu vinayane
nirakibo edu vinayane
si rupa madura rasi prana kuvalaya shasi
si rupa madhuri rasi prana kuvalaya shasi
prapulita hobe nishedine
prapulita hobe nishedine
adarshanadhi karale jaralo dehi
tuva adarshanadhi karale jaralo dehi
chirodina tapita jivana
chirodina tapita jivana
chirodina tapita jivana
chirodina tapita jivana
ha ha rup karo doya deho mora pada chaya
ha ha rup karo doya deho mora pada chaya
ha ha rup karo doya deho mora pada chaya
ha ha rup karo
Narottama lovila sarana
Narottama lovila sarana
Narottama lovila sarana
Narottama lovila sarana
Rupa manjari pada se mora sampada
si rupa manjari pada se mora sampada
se mora bhajana pujana
se mora bhajana pujana
mora bhajana pujana
se mora bhajana pujana
Sri Rupa Goswami Maharaj ki Rupa Goswami's eternal form as a gopi of Braja are my real wealth. They are the object of my bhajan and puja. They are the treasure of my heart, and they are the ornaments and the life of my life. They are the reservoirs of all rasa for me, and the fulfillment of all my desires. They are the conclusion of the religion of the Vedas for me and are the goal of all my vows, austerities, and the chanting of my mantra. They are the purpose of all my religious activities. By the power of those feet, my activities will become favorable to devotion. Spiritual perfection will be achieved, and with these two eyes, I will be able to actually see the exquisite beauty of Sri Rupa Manjari's divine feet will shine like the brilliant moon upon the lotus of my heart, both day and night, thus giving relief to my afflicted soul. By the venom of the snake of separation from you, my soul has wasted away and my life is ever afflicted and distressed. O Rupa Manjari, please be merciful and give the shade of your lotus feet. O Rupa Manjari, please be merciful and give me the shade of your lotus feet. Narottam Das has taken refuge. Shri Narottam Das Thakur ki jai. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he was on his last days performing his leela of disappearing from the world, he especially requested his devotees to sing this song by Narottam Das Thakur. He wanted to leave his body meditating on the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami in his eternal form of Rupa Manjari. Thank you, Dhanadhar Maharaj, for giving us entrance into this transcendental experience.